بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Before starting the last section, we would like to thank our Hazrat Ustad and Sheikh Azimullah Abdul Hamid Sa'ad Al Barakatum for what a wonderful atmosphere he has made for us. Really, where should we have been today? In the wrong places. But Hazrat, through his effort, sacrifices, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq that we're having this wonderful gathering in Majlis. So, firstly, I think I'm sure on behalf of everyone also, but for myself, I would like to thank Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sa'ab. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give him the highest of ranks in the akhirat, this world, and let his faith continue spreading throughout the world. During this ayat of the Quran Sharif, the sifat of the awliya Allah, which Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, these qualities we are mentioning, Allah give us tawfiq so that we firstly get the knowledge of it. That we are very, very far away. Many times a person thinks, yeah, I'm a very good Muslim. I perform my 5 times salah a day. So I'm a good Muslim. But now we're having these talks. So Allah gives me the reality first that we're still very, very far away. We still have to make effort. But not to lose hope. But this is the path I have to go to. This is what I have to work for. I have to become a true banda and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the different qualities which Allah ta'ala mentions in this ayat of the Quran, the first one was tawadu, humility. The first quality a person must have. The second quality of hilm and forbearance, to overlook people. People will do harm to a person also, you must make the people maaf. Number three, to spend some time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. Whether it's 4 rakats, 8 rakats, the best is to wake up the hajj time. But even if we are weak, at least after Isha Salah, 2 rakats, 4 rakats, some portion of the night we spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides our fara'is, we spend some standing and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His great, great bounties. Number four, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make it a habit of our life to make dua, and to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not so much of fear that a person loses hope, but so much of fear which will stop a person from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how much of fear is desired in the Shariat. Number five, to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to waste one's money, and not to be a stingy person also, but to spend moderately, and to take out some portion of his money and to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, you mentioned, was to abstain from all kinds of gunas and sins. The three sins which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, to take partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to kill somebody, and to make zina, to fornicate. But these are actually usul and principles. It means every kind of guna and sin a person must abstain from. And the quality of the pious people, if they make a mistake, they make an error, immediately they make tawbah. And tawbah must be part of their life. It must be every day a person has to be making tawbah, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our weaknesses. And if a person makes tawbah, he progresses, gets closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the eighth quality is of وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. As the Tani rahmatullah alayhi says, it means تَرْكَ اللَّغْ. A person abstains from all futile things. Things which will not benefit him in the akhirat. If you have heard from our mashayikh, a person is on a journey, is going to the airport. He's got a flight. Flight is leaving. He got late and is going to the airport. So now normally you must be there 3 hours before. But now a person only goes 1.5 hours, 1 hour before, and they tell him, run. But the gates are closing in about half an hour's time or 15 minutes time. And the pathway, the walkway takes about 25 minutes to walk. But in 15 minutes time, they're closing the gates. So now that person is going on that path, and he's in a hurry now because he's on a journey, he must explain. So while he's going, the small child, he sees one in the PlayStation there. He says, Abba, I want to play with the PlayStation. So now he's going and he's sitting with the PlayStation. So what the father will do? Father will go and give him one shot. He's saying, you haven't got time now. You got the journey. We are going on our journey. The plane will be leaving and it will leave without us. You can't play with our time. He says, but I like the PlayStation. It's so important. It's all my friends are playing. He says, I can't worry about small things. We've got a bigger thing, a more important thing, a major thing now. So we have to hurry for this year. So similarly, in this, we are also on a journey towards Akhirat. And now a person is wasting time PlayStation, or another person is wasting time in television, or another person is wasting time in sports. These are all things to divert a person's attention away from Al-Akhirat, from the life of the year after. Ibrahim Khaleji Sahab, down Barakatum, about a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, he was in the madrasa, Jalsa. So he mentioned one incident. He said one of his friends, he loves soccer, always playing soccer. So anyhow, eventually Mustafa saw that he stopped playing soccer. He just turned away from soccer completely. So I asked him, what happened now? He said, no, actually I had another friend of mine. Two of us were very, very close. A lot of love I had for him. And we loved soccer, both of us. In our rooms we had soccer balls, we had pictures, and we knew all the soccer players, and we used to support different teams. He said, but what happened once was that my friend, he came home one day, and he wasn't feeling well. So he told his wife, you know what, I'm not feeling well. Please call the doctor, or call the ambulance. So the wife said, ambulance, you're not feeling well, we'll call the doctor. He said, no, I don't think, I think it's a procedure. Please call the ambulance. So now while he's sitting in the house, he's giving them wasiyat, like, telling them, you know, if I pass away, you must do this, you must sort out this, you must sort out that. His wife said, why are you talking nonsense? You're just going to the doctor, you're going to the hospital, check up, and you'll come back. He said, no, just listen to what I'm telling you. He started giving all advices, etc. Anyhow, eventually when he came to the hospital, the ambulance came to the house, then again, like, he's bidding farewell to them. So they're telling him, you're acting foolish, don't worry. You'll come back just now. So he said, no, just listen to what I'm telling you. Anyhow, he went, took him to the hospital, and they put him on the theater bed or whatever, and they did some tests on him. And they found that he had cancer. And such severe cancer, it had spread to his brain already. And the doctors, he went into a coma, so the doctors phoned the family and said, within 48 hours, we don't think your husband will live, the family will live for another 48 hours or so. So he said, anyhow, after 24 hours, this man woke up from his coma. He just woke up. And that time, the captain of England was a person by the name of Alan Shearer or something like that. So he jumped up, he said, Alan Shearer, I love you. Alan Shearer, I worship you. I adore you. And he passed away in this condition. So when his friend saw this, how my friend left this world, with what words of like kufr you can say, immediately he turned away from soccer. So these, all of these sports, they are like idols. Like how you get idols, but they are also an idol. Like how we have our kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. So they also got their kalima. I'm Manchester, I'm Liverpool, I'm all of this. That's their kalima. And how we have salah, five times a day, so they have every day, every week is a match. And how we got our zakat, we pay 2.5%, so they think, you go for a match, you must pay so much money. And how we got our roza, you must abstain, roza means to abstain, they abstain from sleep at night, which means a very hard tarawih salah, but 12 o'clock there's a match, you'll wake up at 12 o'clock, you'll wake up at 2 o'clock. And just like how we got our hajj, they also got every 4 years, World Cup, you must go for your hajj. And how we have jihad, they also got their jihad. You don't support my team, you don't support my team, you don't support my team, I'm going to eat you, I'm going to fight with you. You start fighting with that person. In the same house also, brother is fighting with brother, because you don't support my team. So it's a religion. And many, many people actually make sajda to that idol or whatever. When they, in this World Cup soccer, they give an idol, which people, they worship these things. The Olympics and all of these things. They've got very, very sinister things behind them. Maulana from England, Maulana Yusuf Mutala, he mentions that cricket also. You see, cricket actually started in the Christian church. And there were three stumps, which signifies the Trinity. And the person who is bowling, he's bowling to try to destroy the Trinity. And the batsman, his job is to protect the Trinity. So I must hit the ball as far away as possible, so I can protect the Trinity. And if you can't protect the Trinity, then knock the stumps, then you are out. Then you are like not fit now. So then they call the next batsman on. So you see, it actually started in the church, this game of cricket. And now it's continuing. And the people, one person in Israel, one of the elders from Canada, I forgot the Mawlana's name, he mentioned this incident. He said, Mawlana Abdullah Kapodri, he says that one person in Israel, he wanted his son to become a doctor. So he went to the person in charge there, because they had compulsory to do 2 years army service. So he says that when he went to the person, he said, I'll pay you so much money, a bribe. It's only one person, take him out. He wants to become a doctor or whatever. 2 years of his will get wasted. Don't let him do army service. He said, the person took out a gun and he shot the father in the leg. And he said, you mean one person will not be a soldier? It's impossible. We haven't got time to waste on even becoming a doctor. And every of our youngsters must be a soldier. He has to fight to protect our people. So you won't find Israel and all of these people wasting time in sports and wasting time in all other things, because they've got more important things to take over the world. They want to make that effort. And they put everybody else into all of these sports and all of these things, these idols. So this is also one thing, la yashhaduna zur, a person who wastes his time. The person of Iman, he stays away from all of these things, whether it's all this professional sports, whether it's television, whether it's movies, whether it's novels, whether all of these things, may Allah protect and save all of us from it. So this is the eighth quality, tark al-law, a person abstains from all kind of love and futility. The ninth quality is, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ وَعُمْيَانَا. When the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned to them, so the Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah says, it shows two things. The first thing is that they listen to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go for bayan. They try to sit in the company of the pious people. They want to learn their deen. So they try to increase their knowledge all the time. Person is not content where he is, but all the time I must increase myself. So wherever there is a good gathering, a tablighi ijtima is taking place, programs of the tablighi programs are taking place, the mashayikh are having programs, ulama are having programs in the masajid, etc. A person goes for these programs and he listens. Listening also is a very, very great ibadat. فَاسْتَمِعَ لِمَا يُوحَى. Listen carefully. Listening itself in the bayans of the Allah wa'ala strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very great ibadat. So we should always try to avail ourselves, go into such gatherings. And the second thing is, لَمْ يَخِرُّ عَلَيْهَا سُمَّ وَعُمْيَانَا. Mufti Shavizab rahmatullahi alayhi says, the second thing is, that when they hear it, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately, سَمِعَنَا وَعَطَعَنَا. We have heard and we obey. They don't fall deaf and blind. But we know, why must we listen to the command of Allah ta'ala? It's too hard, we can't accept it. No, say, سَمِعَنَا وَعَطَعَنَا. Khufranak, if we can't make amal on it, we can't practice upon it, Ya Allah is my weakness, Ya Allah please forgive me. But I have heard and we try to obey. As far as possible we will try to obey, Ya Allah is my weakness. A person must make i'tiraf, he must acknowledge his weakness. That I've got weakness in myself, I can't practice upon this, yeah. So, and then a person must try his hardest, as far as possible try to practice upon it. And remember, in every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only our goodness. And every disobedience of Allah ta'ala is only harm for us. So when a person will obey the command of Allah ta'ala, sometimes the examination will come in his life. Some test will come. But if a person makes a small amount of sacrifice and effort, eventually Allah Ta'ala will show that person. As we had many times, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam, slaughter your son. What an examination. Our examinations are small. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was the command of Allah Ta'ala, he put a knife there. Allah Ta'ala didn't want to take the examination, to take the life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test the jazbah, the feeling within a person. And then eventually Allah Ta'ala gave Ibrahim alayhi salam, what honor till the day of Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah, prepare to sacrifice his son. Till the day of Qiyamah, people remember him with great honor and respect. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't take the Qurbani, but he wants to see the jazbah within us. And just at that moment, then Allah Ta'ala takes out the person from the problem and difficulty. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in the fire, so Allah Ta'ala changed the fire into a beautiful garden. But Allah Ta'ala only changed it when Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared to jump into the fire. If before the day, if Allah Ta'ala changed the fire already into a garden, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam was sent inside, then Namrud would have been the first person to jump in there. It's a beautiful garden. But the examination was that I'm prepared to go into that fire. So there will be examinations in our life. Allah Ta'ala will test us. We are interested in haram. I thought, it's so difficult, I can't practice upon it. But he jumps into it. You see how Allah's help and assistance will come. A person finds the Lord of hijab, it's too hard for me. I have to make hijab for my family members. Very, very difficult. How can I do this? Yeah. It's like breaking family ties. People will become upset, angry. A person jumps into it. Outwardly, he might go through some difficulty, but then Allah opens up a way for a person. So this a person must have this jazbah within himself, this feeling. As soon as the command of Allah is there, سَمِعَنَا وَأَطَعَنَا, we have heard and we obey. And inshallah, then a person, this is one quality of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they listen to the commands of Allah ta'ala, they improve their knowledge also, and then they try to practice upon them. Allah give us all the tawfiq. And the last quality Allah ta'ala mentions, which Hazrat Amir rahmatullahi alayhi says, حَرِيثْ عَلَىٰ بَاقِيَاتِ الصَّالِحَاتِ. They are greedy for baqiyat الصَّالِحَاتِ, such actions which will remain for them forever and forever. A person is an intelligent person who, he invests for the future. They always say, invest for the future, don't be a foolish person, invest. An intelligent person is he who is investing. And the main investment we can make is the investment of akhirat. And from all our investments, one very, very great investment which Allah mentions in this ayat of the Quran is our children. A person invests in his children. Because they can be really, very beneficial. When a person leaves this world, three things which will remain within a person, which will benefit a person. Some knowledge which he had imparted to other people. Or something which he had done. Example, he had dug a well, he had built a masjid or whatever, and it remains. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. He has got a pious child who makes dua for him. Because your child will remember you if he's pious, if he's a pious child, if you have made effort upon your child. Allah Ta'ala says in the ayat of the Quran, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O people of Iman, don't suffice only for yourself. That you are very pious, mashallah, I'm happy with this here. There are many people, mashallah, they are very dindar. But when you look at their children, their families, they don't make any effort upon them. One is a person who makes effort. This is also, we should not look at other people, look at ourselves. Sometimes a person is making the full amount of effort. But still his child goes, he must misguide it. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala taught us in the Quran, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, what example, what sacrifice, how much of effort he made on his child. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, great Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they made the full amount of effort. But still to the children became misguided. So when we see other people's children becoming misguided, then we must think that this person had made full effort, and still to their child went, it's written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for our own self, I have to make the full effort on my child. So my child must not become misguided. It's my duty. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Ulama have written very beautifully here, that why did Allah Ta'ala say the word nar, fire? They say because Allah has given us an example, that many, many people say, you know me, I tried. I woke my son up for Fajr one day, he got angry with me, so I left him. Why, I made a little bit of effort, 2-3 times I told him, he's not listening. So they say the example of it is, if for example in your house, the house goes on fire, there's a big fire in the house now. And now a person says, he tells his son, my son, there's a fire, come out of the house. Does a person do that? No, he makes a full effort, he tries to pull his son out. He starts screaming at his child, he tries to pull him out, makes a full effort. Then too, if the child is obstinate and jumps back in the fire, then you are not to blame. You tell the people, I tried my hardest, you know how much effort, I nearly killed myself also, but I tried to pull my son out. So how for the fire of this world, which is a small fire, a person tries and makes effort to save his children. To a greater extent, a person must be careful and have the trigger and concern, I must save my children from the fire of akhirat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. A person must make the full effort, and then you must make dua. The word dawa also, there must be dua. Allama Sha'rani rahmatullahi, he's a very, very great alim, of many centuries ago. So he wrote one kitab called Tanbih al-Mukhtarin, which Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Sa'ad Pratapgari rahmatullahi translated in Urdu language. So in that, he's written many chapters, the sifat of the awliya, akhlaq salaf. So the second, most likely the second chapter or the third chapter, he's written about upbringing of children. And he says the most effective thing for the upbringing of children is to make a lot of dua. He says, especially for mashayikh and for ulama, the most important thing, because they will be making effort on their children. But he says, together with that, the very, very important for them is to make a lot of dua. And then he writes about his era. He says, many ulama, he knows that their children also went astray, they were misguided or whatever. So he says, it's only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can help and save, assist a person. A lot of dua a person has to make. Alama Anzar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullahi, once he came to the Darul Uloom, and he mentioned that his father, Alama Shanul Kashmiri, rahmatullahi, was what a great alama. It was his habit, because he was very, very engaged in the teaching of deen, spreading of deen. But all his children, alhamdulillah, became very, very pious. Allah Ta'ala accepted them for the khidmat of deen. So one habit he had was in his salah. He used to make this dua, ya Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. In his salah, in Faraz namaz also, if you're not the imam, those behind the imam, if they spend time, we can make this. And in our nafal namaz, our sunnah namaz, definitely we can make duas. Quran dua, sunnah duas, duas are readily accepted before salam also. So he used to always make this dua before making salam. So Allah Ta'ala made all of his children very, very pious. And what a beautiful dua. Rabbana, O Allah, hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Make our children and our wives the coolness of our eyes. Ulama may say the coolness of our eyes means in every aspect. When you enter the house, you will see them in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. You will see them be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see them in a good condition. Inshallah, Allah will give them good health also. So in dini wise also, you will see them in good conditions. In dunyavi wise also, you will see them in a good condition. So make them the coolness of our eyes. And وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah Ta'ala, make us the imams of the muttaqeen. This can have two meanings, and both the meanings are correct. One meaning is that, oh Allah Ta'ala, I'm the imam of my family. So make my family all muttaqeen, all pious. And I'll become the imam of the muttaqeen then, because I'm the imam of my family. Or the other meaning is, oh Allah Ta'ala, make myself and my family such a pious people that the muttaqeen people, the pious people, they are looking up to us. And they will follow us, so we will get sawab in akhirat. Because they will look at our family, they will see, mashallah, what pious people they were. We must follow in that example. So they will start following us, and by means of following us, inshallah, our rank in the akhirat will increase. So what a beautiful dua. Mawlana Mufti Rashid Ridwani rahmatullahi mentioned one bayan of his. He said this dua is so beneficial. Before a person gets married also, he must make dua. So it's for the future also. I must get pious wife. And when a person gets married also, he must make dua. I must always see my wife in a good condition. She's always in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before getting children is very, very beneficial. Because you haven't got children, oh Allah, give me children. And make pious children also. And when a person gets children also, he must make this dua. So this is a dua for every single person. And a continuous dua a person should be making. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. One is dua we should make. The second thing, very, very important for our tarbiyat of our children, our dressing of our children. Always make them wear Islamic libas from a small age. Whatever qualities in the children, inshallah, this will remain forever. Nowadays, how people dress up. One day, one old woman was complaining to one person in a party. She said that the children nowadays, you know, you get like shocked. You don't know if they're a boy or they're a girl. They say, look at that boy there. You don't know if it's a boy or it's a girl. So the person standing next to said, you know what, I know that that's my son. So this lady felt so embarrassed that how could she tell him. She said, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were the mother. He said, I'm not, I'm the father. So nowadays the mothers, the fathers also, the children also, all a topsy-turvy world we are living in. May Allah give us tawfiq. So our children, one is we don't make our children wear girls' clothing. Ulama say that if a boy wears a girl's clothing, within a 1-2 weeks, you will see there will be a change in Munaziz Khandalevi Rahmat has written this here. You will start seeing him walking also like a woman. It has an effect, because he's wearing the clothing of a woman. He says if you wear the clothing of the kuffar and disbelievers, automatically the actions will start coming to our lives, without us realizing it. Because you are wearing their clothing, you start becoming like them. So one thing is the libas and the clothing of our children. From a small age, make them wear the Islamic clothing. Many times we heard from our elders that a child is 2 years, just born, you put on a kurta for him. People say, you're making him a dada already. You're making him an anima, she's wearing a scarf. But if she wears like a Christian's clothing, a Jewish person's clothing, then we're very happy, very excited. Oh, so cute you look. They're so immodest clothing. So that small child also, make sure her legs are covered. So it's a habit of her life. For after when she becomes mature, it's impossible now for her that I must ever remove that day. So one is the clothing. The other thing also is very important is the sohbat, the company of our friends. Rajulu ala deen khalilihi. A person is on the deen of his friend. Falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalil. Everyone must be careful exactly who he befriends. So be very, very careful who our children's friends are. And the best friend can be the pious people and ourselves. We must be the best friend. Ulama say in today's time, especially give quality time to our children. Today, one person was in a drug rehabilitation center. So his father went there. His father was very upset with him. You disgraced us, embarrassed us. His father was a very wealthy person. His father told a person there by the drug center, call my son, tell him I'll give him 100,000, buy a new car for him. He must stop all this nonsense. So the son started crying. He said, I don't want your money. He said, I want you to spend time with me. You got no time for me. That's why I'm looking for love somewhere else. So then the father went inside. He sat and spoke to his son for 1 hour. And the son was crying one way that my father, first time after so many years, he's speaking to me. So a father has to give time, even if it's 1 meal a day. Today everyone is so busy in the world, we've got no time at all. But this is our investment. May Allah give myself and all of us a reality to spend quality time with our children, even if it's 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, but to spend some time, have a meal with them, to ask them about how the day went through, how it passed, and to show that love and muhabbat. As our elders teach us also, that do not rule with harshness, do not rule with the iron fist. But especially in today's time, a person has to rule with a lot of love, a lot of affection, a lot of feelings for his children also. And together with dua also, we should be very, very careful of the sohbat, the company of our children. As Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, at least in the holidays, take them in the company of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take them in the company of ulama, of the pious people. Even if nothing, even if at least the aqidah will become correct. And in today's time, it's very, very easy. A person goes in jamaat, take them in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he said, but don't send them with somebody else. He said, you also go in jamaat. You send them to the ishtima, I'm sending them with somebody else. They're not in the ishtima, they're gone somewhere else. He said, you sacrifice, take out the 3 days and you go with them together. Both of you go to the ishtima. Spend your time with the children there. So the sohbat and the company of our children is of very, very great importance. So these are a few important points. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give myself and all of us tawfiq that we have the fikr and concern for our children, to make abundance of dua for our children, and not only for our children, but hadith ala baqiyat salihat. Every action, I'm leaving this world soon, and I'm going to the akhirat. What am I leaving in this world? Have I taught anybody deen? So as long as I remain. And we don't have to teach them difficult things. Imagine you taught one person Surah Fatiha. You go in the qabr. As long as he reads Surah Fatiha for the rest of his life, he'll read 60 years namazes. You wrote him Surah Fatiha, only one surah. But you will continue getting the sawab in the qabr. So those ulama who got the opportunity, mashallah, to be used for the khidmat of deen. But not only ulama, even the normal person, he can definitely teach somebody deen. Have talim somewhere. Go for one kush. You invited a person to the masjid, whether he comes or he doesn't come. But as long as you gave him da'wah to coming to the masjid, you invited 20 people, 30 people, 10 people came to the masjid, as long as they are performing salah, you will get the reward of it. There are great, great rewards in our deen. So simple things. And what are the rewards of the life of the year after? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these 10 qualities which we have mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُرِدْهُونَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Definitely you have to make some sabr, some sacrifice a person has to make in this world to bring these qualities. But what Allah has kept high positions in Jannah for these people. And may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those people that we live our life. We have started off this whole bayan actually, what was? That we are the ibad. We have come in this world on a journey. And we are passing on a journey and we are going towards akhirat. For a short while we are living in this world for maybe 60 years, 70 years, 50 years. Nobody's got guarantee of life. We are coming to the end of our journey. A person has to see within himself, have I got these qualities which are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these talks a means of guidance, firstly for myself, we are speaking, Allah Ta'ala, give me the tawfiq first, and give every single one of us the tawfiq, that a person doesn't suffice on the whatever deen we have got, but we have to continue progressing in our deen. Like how in dunya, a person is always fikr man, concerned, how can I improve myself, I can better myself. More so, a person has to be worried for his deen, for his akhirat. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us, through the barakah, the last few minutes of Ramadan left also, we all inshallah engage in tawbah, istighfar, and shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and make wa dua for one another. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.